Mickey Blair is with us today, Cheers Te Puari or Kai Pātiki. Now, you might know the area formerly known as Parakai. Parakai Springs, just on the Kaipara edge. Kai Pātiki Hot Springs is about to enter a major new phase with the Kai Pātiki Order Wellness Redevelopment. And joining us to talk about that vision is Mihi Blair. Hey Mihi, tēnā koe, thank you for joining us on Wāte Ngā Mihi.
Morena Dale, how are you?
Kia ora. So good, thanks. You know, the trip to Parakai is synonymous with West Auckland youth. I remember going out there in rusty old bombs as we trekked our way. It was all very exciting to go to Parakai. Now Kai Pātiki, just for those who perhaps heard the news or haven't, about the change of name, what was behind that before we talk about the wellness development, please, Mihi?
The Kai Pātiki name is the original name and has strong whakapapa to the Kaipara area. And it was, in short, it was changed when there's confusion in the postal service back in the early 1900s, where we have Kai Pātiki over in Glenfield area and then Kai Pātiki out in the Kaipara area. So there was a hui ran it in the Kaipara area, and it was my great-great-great-grandmother who stood up and said, well, let's put common sense to this and be practical, and why don't we utilise the name Kaipara and swap it to Parakai, still maintaining the essence of the area. So that shift was purposeful as the board itself and as iwi of Ngāti Whātua Ki Kaipara. We felt the need that to change it back to the original name of the rohe itself. So we thought with the Kai Pātiki area, the reserve area had already been changed back, and it just made sense for us to change back the pools when we was, when the pools were, was returned back to the board of Kai Pātiki back in the 1st of January. So yeah, tēnā koe, bit of history there.
And it's a cool story. Thank you. Thanks for those listening in. So we're talking about the big pools on the right-hand side. If you're heading up the peninsula, then there are some on, there are some on the left as you go into the little settlement as well. So they're the big pools. So what's the vision behind Kai Pātiki Order redevelopment? And why is the investment so important for the Hot Springs and the wider community? What are we going to witness over time, Mihi?
Yeah, that's a good question, because when we received the pools back in 1st of January, there was a quick decision last year to bring it back into the board of Kai Pātiki. And the main vision was to ensure that our whenua and our awa was preserved through the methods of the community, what's living in the community, what's playing in the community, what's working in the community, to ensure that we uphold and preserve those areas. And so when we received the pools back, that was the main driver to do so, and to make sure that we brought, still provided the pools to the community in partnership with our management team, Belgravia, who have experts across the pools in Australia and Gold Coast, and they have partnership with Ngāti Whakaui and Rotorua with Wairakei. So when they approached us to partner with them to do a Kai Pātiki Order, that was to bring back a different style that could and offerings to our people, not only in our community, but those who utilise the pools. We have a lot of users that use our forest, our wood hall, who go fishing and hunting and that. So the market is actually there already. We just wanted to make sure that we had an offering. So this is a really wellness space. We're using our thermal, geothermal water that's tapped in underneath the whenua that the pools are under. And so we just want to ensure that people don't leave our area feeling tired and everything. We want them to leave our area feeling nice and relaxed, and actually have our kōrero of Ngāti Whātua embedded in it as well.
Well, it sounds really neat. You know, when I had visited the pools not too long ago, to be honest, it felt like it was tired and just needed a bit of love. Our people are there, and we can expect change because, you know, it's a wonderful taonga, this hot pools and the soothing nature of the wai. So in time, I guess it will have its mana reinstated, eh?
I definitely. We inherited a legacy, and there's lots of many stories about the hydroslide. I think I was, God forgives us, three back then when the hydroslide was opened. So we are definitely doing improvements and remedial repair around the pools itself, new changing rooms, and everything like that, and just bringing back the colours of Ngāti Whātua, Ki Kaipara into the Kaipātiki area. And so we're definitely doing that, and we're asking people for the patience. I was there last night, and people were like asking me when they're going to fix this and fix that, and we're just patience. But we also need to look at the next steps of how can we expand and grow the pools itself to not only benefit the users outside of Kaipara, but Kaipara residents themselves. And that, it's a bit of a balancing act of what we can do. But I'm really, really excited about what we're already doing in the past 7 months that we've received the pools were returned back to us, and I think that whānau out in the area are actually they're excited too and can see the difference.
Well, I can see some more picnics going on too in the whenua at Kaipātiki. It was always a hoot going there as a young guy. And, with the demise of Waiwera, Aucklanders deserve an opportunity to have an experience like that close on our doorstep. Obviously, any redevelopment costs money, and I would suggest significant money. So it'd be quite an investment by the board and by the iwi to reinstate Kaipātiki to its former glory. How much money have you got to spend? It'd be millions and millions of dollars, wouldn't it, me?
You're correct there. It'll be millions of dollars to actually look at how we change the layout of Kaipātiki and what we want to offer to the community and the users. But we also we want to ensure that it doesn't impact on the cost, doesn't flow off to the users as well. So, our next phase is having that kōrero with the right people around the table, the right approach, the right people who are passionate about our community and to invest in our community. Right now, we are the only pools in Tāmaki that public use that doesn't get. So there are gaps there that we there, but also opportunities to work closely.
Well, I think our phone's just breaking up a little bit there, Mihi, but we get the drift. Our people, Māori, we're running the show out there now, guys. So go out and tautoko, support each other. That's really what we should all be doing. And we know that this has long been a taonga of the Kaipara, is the most beautiful part of our lands. And to know that Māori interests are driving the refurbishment, the redevelopment of what was formerly the Parakai pools, now the Kaipātiki pools, it's a reason for us to book an adventure there. All right, Rangi, shaking his head over there. He's going to take his bearpie in there for the soothing waters. Thanks, Mihi. Sounds really neat. I better pack my togs next time I head your way.
Ka pai, thank you. Look forward to seeing you out there.
Okay,
Ngā
then.
mihi.
Thank you so much, Mihi. Mihi Blair is the chair of Te Pōuri o Kaipātiki.